Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. And as we do, this is Lock and Load, and as we do, it's time to have a very robust conversation with the student of the gun, Professor Paul Markle. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, man. I am ready. I'm excited about this conversation we're about to have.
You know, back in the day, before I joined the military, I used to read these gun magazines, because I've always been, you know, I've always been a gun enthusiast. I used to see these, you know, the guns of the day. As they were beginning to transition to these 9mm, Smith & Wesson was the first one to come out and take and chop one down and customize it to the point to where it could be concealed carried. Do you remember those days?
Oh, yeah. That was a specialty item. That was essentially an unobtainium.
Yeah.
It was one of those that you would see in magazines. You'd see the black and white pictures of it. But you weren't going to find one in a local gun shop.
Nope.
That wasn't going to happen.
And then you had companies like Daytonics who made little baby 45s.
Oh, yeah. The Daytonics, again, you know, there were companies that were making Daytonics. Olympic Arms used to make these little 45s. And, of course, you had your ubiquitous Colts, you know, the officer's model and the commander
right.
And all that. But, yeah, I was just like you, man. When I started buying gun magazines as soon as I had pocket cash, you know, when I was 14, 15, whatever, you know. Yeah. And I was consuming those things long before I could buy a gun. You know, on my 18th birthday, I left school. I turned 18 while I was still a senior, you know.
Right.
As soon as school got out, on my 18th birthday, man, I had like $130 burning a hole in my pocket. Me and my best friend drove straight to the gun shop, walked in, and bought the Ruger 10/22 that was sitting there on the rack. And whipped out my ID, filled out my first 44/73, man.
And still a good gun. Still a good gun.
Oh, yeah. And I bought two orange boxes of CCI mini mags. You know, the 100-round block boxes.
Yeah, yeah.
And my buddy and I, we went out to the local quarry. You know, I don't know about you, but when I grew up, there was every county had a landfill quarry.
Right, and you could go shoot there.
And people would just dump their old refrigerators and crap. They would just dump them down to the bottom. And, yeah, you got a .22 rifle, holy cow. It's like a shooting gallery. And before the sun went down that day on my birthday, there was 200 pieces of CCI MP22 on the ground, brother.
And a broken N1022.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I remember when when handguns, the only people that thought about carrying a concealed handgun was going to carry a 5-shot Smith Airweight. Do you remember those?
Oh, sweet Buddha. Yeah, the OW 5x.
Yeah.
It's the OW 5x. But the Airweight was, you know, it was the gun. And, you know, that's a great topic. When I got out of the Marine Corps for the first time, I got out of active duty and I decided to become a cop. The choices for reliable, right now I say reliable, for reliable concealed carry guns
right.
were pretty slim. You either got a Smith & Wesson, which was, you paid a premium price, you know.
Right.
You either got a J-frame or you went the route of the pores and you got like a Taurus Model 85 or a Charger
Which was
Arms.
A great gun. It was a great gun.
Yeah.
I had one of those.
I had an 85 too, man. Do you remember when Taurus came out with the bobbed hammer version?
I do. I never owned one of those, but I do. I
had one of those. Yeah. I had one with the original that was basically a straight up rip off of the J frame.
Yeah,
that one. They're making them on this. On the same machines down south in Brazil.
You know? Really, really easy to conceal. Horrible to shoot.
Oh, yeah. But if you were looking for a concealed carry pistol, you either went with something like a Colt Commander, you know, like a lightweight Commander. That right. was a big deal. I mean, that was a BFD when they started making the frames out of aluminum to lighten them up, you know?
Yeah.
Paid a lightweight Commander.
Back in those days. Well, you still would.
Oh, those? Yeah, they weren't cheap. But then there's all these little pocket rockets that of dubious reliability.
Right.
You know, your AMTs, holy cow. The AMT backups, they should have called them the maybes because maybe it was going to cycle. You know, if you got lucky, it would. And if you didn't, well, it just wouldn't. And that's the way it was. And then you had... everybody, you know, all the foreign imports were bringing in little baby pocket guns. Ayub called bug guns.
Yeah.
In 22 and 25. And I would challenge you today. So consider the world that we live in today. Go into your average gun shop and look for a pocket 22 or a pocket 25. You'd probably be hard pressed to find one.
You'd be very hard pressed, but.
Yeah, because things have changed.
Things have changed. But the thing is, like, some of the guns where they tried to make them smaller, like, do you remember Para-Ordnance?
Oh, yeah, Para-Ordnance Warthog.
They're full-sized 45 double-stack. That gun would run. It would just run all day long. But then they tried to make it smaller.
Oh, yeah.
And it everybody, would run, but you really had to hold on to that thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that thing, if you... That's when they came up with the term limp wristing.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, this, I'm getting stoppages. And they would look at you, like, and they would tell you it was your fault.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you're limp wristing. You're limp wristing. It's like, well, dude, the gun, I shouldn't have to have a vice grip on this gun. What if I'm laying on my back and shooting from the ground with my left hand only?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it sucks to be you.
Yes, sir.
But, oh, yeah, I haven't heard that term in a long time, but they're like, yeah, you're limp wristing it. But that was every 1911 manufacturer had that problem. As the smaller they tried to make the guns, then you had a different recoil impulse. They had to fart around with the recoil springs and the guides. And it's just, it was a terrible time. And, you know, they would sell you guns and tell you that it needed a 200 round break in.
Right.
Like, they're like, don't bring it back. If you're having stoppages, don't bring it back. It needs 200-400 round break-in period before you can rely on it. If the average person today was to go into a gun store and buy whatever it is that's in the case, and that guy told them, look, you're going to need to put 200 rounds through this thing before, you know, it breaks it, you know, to break it in so it'll be reliable, you'd look at that guy like he was crazy.
Yep.
But that was very common. I mean, there were gun writers, Ayub, and everybody else.
Kimber used to say 500 rounds.
Oh, yeah, Kimbers. Oh, my gosh. Kimbers are another maybe. You know, you could get a Kimber that ran, and then you get one that, not really.
Yeah, they were not very consistent at all. Well, so
they're as consistent as the weather.
Yeah, we have covered the early days. So when we get back, let's cover... today. Let's cover this stuff. And I mean, we both have some strengths and some shortcomings today that I'm going to, well, I think they're sort of a shortcoming, but I want to know what you think about it. Paul is the center of a universe called Student of the Gun. Student of the Gun is many things. Many faces, many, many facets. There's a store there that you might be able to buy some gear, some blowout kits or something. When the supplies are going right, I don't know if the supplies are going right now, but, you know, that's something that they have done in the past. They have training. They have video. They have all kinds of different media available to you. And books. All of the accumulated knowledge that Mr. Markle has put together is available to you in the form of his books. So... we'll be right back talking to Paul Markle. This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Paul Markle. So we looked at some of the early days, and we just barely made a dent in the early days. There were so many things coming out at the time, back during that time. Jim Cirillo was still alive in the early days of... In the early days of concealed carry. I mean, Jim Cirillo was involved in, 19 gunfights in New York?
A lot.
IPD?
Yeah, the stakeout squad. Yeah. Well, what a lot of people don't realize is one of Jim Cirillo's favorite guns is an M1 Carvey.
I can believe it. I mean, you know, his wheel gun guy, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they, all cops were about that.
Yeah.
All cops were wheel gun guys.
Yeah. So back then, that guy was still alive in those early days, and we listened to him. People like him back in Masada Ayoub, we listened to Masada Ayoub. Jeff Cooper was still alive.
Oh, Cooper, yeah. I used to, I mean, every Guns and Ammo, Cooper had Cooper's Corner.
Yeah.
I would read Cooper's Corner every month. I subscribed to Guns and Ammo.
Yeah.
Used to have it delivered to me wherever I was in the Marine Corps.
Right. So back in those days, we had the pioneers, Paul and I, in those early days. But now we are here. And in some cases for the generation coming up now, it's people like Paul, it's people like James Yeager, it's people like John Farnham, it's people like Super Dave Harrington. And while that is the individuals, I think today, Paul, are probably at least the equals, if not the betters, of the pioneers, simply because of the equipment and the technique and everything that has evolved over time.
Well, if we're intelligent, we would take the lessons that we learned from them, and we would go forward with them and progress. It's like, you know, I consider, and I wrote this in the book, in the How to Shoot Better Than a Navy SEAL book. You know, I talked about how Cooper, when it came to commercial or citizen or civilian firearms training in the United States, he was a Gen 1. I mean, before they started it, you didn't just go somewhere and get pistol training. It just didn't happen. You either became a cop or you went to the military if you wanted, you know, firearms training. That was it. You know, there might have been a couple local guys who'd be like, oh, I can show you what to do. But like actual organized curriculums and organized schools, Cooper, he pioneered that. And then you have Cooper's disciples who are all retiring now. You have Clint Smith. You've got Ken Hackathorn. You've got, you know, you've got John Farnham. A lot of, and many guys who have already gone to their rewards were the guys who made their bones out there in the desert with Jeff Cooper.
Right.
And then they went out. And so I am, you know, myself and James was and other people, essentially a third generation, because I was, you know, those guys, Hackathorn was my mentor. Farnham was my mentor. So, you know, I got it from them and they got it from Cooper. And you know, obviously we change things, we improve things. We don't do it just to make something new. You examine why are we doing something, and you do your absolute best to improve it and to make it better.
Along the way, though, I mean, we've taken the handgun, and we're trying to take the hand, or at least it seems to me, we're trying to take the handgun and turn it into more than I kind of think sometimes it should be, because we want to hang flashlights on it, and we want to hang optics on it. And, I mean, we take something that's fairly lightweight and make it sort of heavy, and then we want to carry it inside the waistband. Have we sort of gotten off track here?
Well, we to a certain extent, but then again, we're making use of technology and the tech, like for instance. You know, thanks to Gaston Glock, love Gaston Glock or hate him,
yep.
He's the guy who said, and you know why he did it? Because he was an outsider. You see, Gaston Glock said, well, why don't we make the frame? The frame doesn't take hardly any recoil impulse. Why don't we make the frame out of lightweight polymer, really strong, but very lightweight polymer? It'll be inexpensive. It'll be 100% weatherproof, you know, it won't rust. And he did it. I had a really great conversation with Ken Hackathorn, because Ken was one of the guys, he got his hands on one of the first 10 Glock 17s to come into the country. And I remember the old guys writing articles in Guns and Ammo and the various other magazines about, oh, it's interesting, but no American police agency will ever buy a plastic gun. End of story. And look where we are today.
Yeah.
Every American police agency has a plastic frame gun, unless they're carrying Tauruses, or not Tauruses, Berettas.
Yeah.
But even Beretta makes a Glock 17. Smith makes a Glock 17. You know, everybody makes some version of a striker fire. You know, James used to talk to people like, oh, you said you love the Glock 19. He said, but I saw you shooting the Canic pistol. He goes, it's a Canic Glock. And they're like, what? And he goes, Smith makes a Glock, Canic makes a Glock, Sig makes a Glock.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, they're all based on that striker fire design. And that's pretty miraculous, you know, if you think about it. Think about where we are. And the reason Glock did it was because he was an outsider. He wasn't entrenched in the, you know, in the firearms industry. He was an outsider. And so he didn't know what he wasn't supposed to do.
Sometimes that's a strength.
Yeah, you got to wonder if the other guys at the time were like kicking themselves. The guy, you know, the companies that had 100 years experience, and here comes this dude who made curtain rods, getting the Austrian army contract, because he went up against Steyr and HK, and he went up and Browning. They went up against all the big guys to introduce that gun.
Right.
So where we are today is, you know, it's really, if you know your history, it's really something. People who don't know the history, they just assume, whatever, it is what it is. Like, no, brother, it wasn't always like this.
No, today, this is, if you are just now getting into the world of guns, you actually come in at the best time you could.
Absolutely.
The best time you could, because now the selections are out there, and I mean, the polymer gun market, just depending on what ergonomics you're looking for, there's a gun for you out there somewhere.
Oh, absolutely. And comparatively, if you went back to the early 90s and factored in inflation, the guns today should be sub, like a Glock should be $1,000.
Yep.
If you factored in inflation,
yep.
You know, the Canics should be $900 if you factored in inflation.
Yep.
The prices are, people are like, they're like stealing them.
Yep.
It's like
even
stealing
the ones that are less expensive than the Glocks and everything, like the Taurus, the striker fire guns, they're not bad. They're not bad at all. I mean, they're still pretty dependable. Maybe not as ergonomically superior, but at the same time, it just,
well,
whatever,
yeah,
your budget. But I tell you what, hang on if you will, because now I got,
oh, here we are again.
I got to pick
a break.
You're gonna have to pick the student of the gun's brain when we get back, and you can pick his brain by going to his website, studentofthegun.com, and just go look at what's available, and then it's like a salad bar. Go take what you need. Sign up, get on the email list, get on whatever it is they've got going on there. You will like being a student of the gun. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wick. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. Today marks President Biden's 81st birthday, making him the oldest sitting president in U.S. history. Despite his age, Biden maintains he is capable of handling the responsibilities of the job. However, a recent Reuters-Ipsos poll revealed that 77% of respondents believe he's too old to be president. The White House reporting progress in efforts to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. Here's National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We believe we're closer than we've ever been, so we're hopeful. But there's still work to be done, and nothing is done until it's all done, so we're going to keep working on this.
200 people are being held captive. AAA anticipates that more than 55 million individuals will head out on Thanksgiving travel, going at least 50 miles from their homes. This marks an increase of over 2% compared to the previous year. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. We're talking to Paul Markle, student of the gun. Now then, I have a question for you, sir.
Well, I have an answer.
Okay, so I went to the range today. I took to the range two identically set up guns and one gun that was not set up at all. I took three Glocks, Glock 17, 45, and 19. The Glock 17 and the 45 are basically the same setup. You know, they have the same backup sights, they have the same optic brand, they have the same trigger. And the Glock 19, I just put some low profile night sights on it just to, you know, give me a little bit for it. But I wasn't really looking to take that gun and soup it up, you know. So my question is this. Now, one, I'm pleased with where I'm hitting. I'm hitting center mass. I'm grouping really good, right?
Yep.
In a controlled fire thing where I'm shooting bang, 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 okay? That is not really how I would be shooting in a gunfight, though, is it?
Well, here, yes and no.
Okay.
Under the effects of adrenaline, and, you know, I'm not the first person to say this, is you will perform exactly as you have trained. You will rise to the level of performance that you've mastered, whatever that happens to be. Your body will know what to do if you prepared it. If you prepared your body and if you prepared your mind, if you've gone through the procedures, then when you get that tinge, you know, that little voice in the back of your head says, oh, I guess this is happening. You know, I guess this is happening. You know, you see it unfolding in front of you. You will perform as you know, to the best of your ability. And if the best of your ability is great, then great. If the best of your ability is I bought a gun and I'm not a, you know, you we've all heard these guys. I'm a smart person. I don't need training. I ran. I said, okay, cool. Cool. That's, you know, fun story, bro. But that's why I'm not a proponent of shot timers, and I'm not a proponent of keeping time, because here's what I know. You will shoot as fast as you're capable of shooting. You will make hits as fast as you're capable of shooting. Your body, your brain will tell you how fast to go. And the truth is, under the effects of adrenaline, you're not going to be able to keep track of time anyway. You know, there's several really good books. One of them is the FBI Miami Shootout by Ed Morales. Fantastic book. And the last couple of chapters are the most important for anybody who's going to carry a gun. But when people say time slows down, it actually doesn't, because the effects of the drug cocktail that's flowing through your body, it's actually speeding up your ability to perceive. So it's kind of weird. It's something that doesn't happen under normal circumstances, because if you have that much of a drug cocktail in you all the time, you would die.
Right.
But, yeah. So don't worry about counting, you know, people like, you know, don't worry about counting shots. Don't worry about how fast you're going. Your body will go as fast as it needs to go. You don't need to practice going fast. You know, that's like people who say, well, you know, if you just practice going fast, then you can go fast. That would be like saying, well, I've got an 18-year-old high school senior who's a track star, and if I just make him practice going fast, he'll eventually be able to outrun Usain Bolt, right? You know, the fastest dude on planet Earth.
Sure.
Because he just needs to practice more. That's, no, you can't, you know, the idea. And the worst thing you could possibly do is focus on time versus, because what happens when people focus on time is they put all their mental energy into trying to go faster. And I've witnessed this literally for decades, people trying to go fast, trying to beat the clock, fumbling, making mistakes, being sloppy. The number of self-inflicted gunshot wounds from people trying to go fast, you probably can't calculate. I was on a range with a guy trying to go fast, shot himself through the foot.
Right.
You know, and why'd that happen? Because he was convinced that he needed to, you know, go fast. And people are like, oh, he shouldn't have, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, you're missing the point. You know, people who are trying to, you know, they've got that stupid shot timer and they're trying to, you know, break a second or whatever. What you need to be focused on is doing everything perfectly. Everything, every movement. You know, in the book I talk about, did you read the chapter about the sculptor versus the pottery? Sculpture versus pottery.
You know what? I'm going to take this coming weekend and just read the book. Everything you mentioned about the book, I'm just sitting here going, why have I not read it? I'm just going to submit to just batten down the hatches on this one. The reason I'm asking about this, though, is I just, you know, when I am shooting, how much do I need to be concerned with as far as sitting there going, oh, well, I shot that in a group about the size of a fist?
Yeah, that's great.
Well, I mean, isn't that something, if I'm not doing, what if I'm shooting it into the size of a pizza plate? Mm-hmm. Is that okay?
Well, I mean, you need to be consistent. You'll know when it's time to go faster. See, that's the thing. People like, well, when is it time to shoot faster? You'll know. But the idea, and I believe it was in that book. It was either in that book or another one. I talked to a friend of mine, and he said, well, his buddy goes out to the range, and he whips out his gun and yanks the trigger as fast as humanly possible.
Right.
And he's launching bullets all over the place, right? You know, it's like he's patterning a shotgun. And his thought process is like, well, you know, if I ever get into a gunfight, that's I'll be shooting as fast as I could possibly shoot. And so that's what I do in training. And that's people who don't have training or don't have good training think that that's a good thing to do. and it's not a good thing to do. What you should be doing is every shot you fire, you should be visualizing and thinking how you're going to do it perfectly. Because what that guy's doing by just yanking out his gun and jumping on the trigger as fast as he can possibly do it is he's developing a horrible trigger flinch.
Right.
He's developing a horrible flinch, and that flinch is going to be part of his shooting routine. We don't want that. We don't want that flinch. We want that gun. You know, it goes back to there's only two things you need to do to hit a target with a bullet. You need to index the muzzle onto the target, and you need to hold the gun still enough, perfectly still, until the cartridge ignites. But you have to put muscle tension onto it, because obviously you need to put that tension on there to break the trigger, right?
Right.
So if you can do those two things, you can do it anywhere. You can do it upside down. You can do it, you know, laying on the ground. You can do it from behind cover. You can do it anywhere, but you've got to be able to do those two things. And when people are like, oh, I'm going to shoot fast, I'm going to shoot fast, I'm going to shoot fast, what they're doing is they're removing their ability to hold the gun still. And you can't get around that. You can't shoot fast enough. It's like, I don't know who said it. Massad quoted it. Cooper quoted it. It might have been Bat Masterson or somebody, maybe Wyatt Earp, but they said, you can't miss fast enough to win a gunfight.
Well,
yeah, you can't.
Coming up, we're about to go into the next break. Now, I've just sent you a video of me on the range today. And I just want it's, I think it's 9 seconds long. So I just want you to watch that string in the break here. And then tell me what you think about that. And as for me and you, you need to think about going to Student of the Gun. You can just go and you can get on the 50 round. I think it's called the One Box of Ammo
Workout. The One Box Workout.
The One Box
Workout. It's called OneBoxWorkout.com.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Something that Paul developed. For those of you that don't want to spend that money on that ammo, here's a way to be economical and get some training in. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I'm on the firing line. And I have done something I don't normally do. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Paul Markle. I just sent Paul Markle, who I've sort of adopted as my pseudo, Obi-Wan Kenobi. I just sent him a video of me shooting on the range, just me and the gun. Not on target downrange because I wasn't actually manning the camera. Story for another day. And so now, you and I both find out what Paul Markle thinks of that little, however long video that was. What do you think?
No, your form's great. Your form is fine.
What about my What about my control of the gun?
No, your control, that's perfectly fine. Good. And I appreciate the fact that you have the... Did you know that I have the Walker game ears, too, with the radio?
I did not.
Great minds and all that.
Yeah, well, you're the first person I've got two of those on two sets of, I've got two sets of Walkers with the radio on it. How good is the radio at distance? Because I've never tried that.
It's not really great at long distance, but I tell you what, we use those when we teach classes.
Right.
For Jared and I, or whoever else happens to be, instructing with me, we turn them on, put them on channel 3, 4, 5, whatever, and talk to each other. And they're not, talk about making use of technology.
Yeah.
Man, that is a fantastic use of technology.
Very inexpensive set of musts, too. And they're pretty good. The batteries last in those for a very long time. Really good at noise canceling. I got the walkie talkies. I saw them. What are they, like $30 to put them on there? They're very inexpensive mode of comms, although I don't know how good they'd be at distance.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to, like, talk to somebody miles away, whatever.
Yeah.
But for talking to people on your team, we've done a bunch of team training. When I first saw those, they were selling them at, like, Sportsman's Guide or something like that. They had a set of two with the radios and everything already on them, and we bought three sets. And, we'll do, like, if you had a four-man team, everybody gets comms. It's fantastic. I really appreciate that.
It's a good, dependable budget set of headphones. It's not, I've never tried the Peltors, so I don't know how good they are.
Oh yeah. I mean, the SEAL Team 6 isn't going to buy them, but I just looked up Peltors with radios the other day and they were like north of $600.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I had a radio that would plug into that, would I be able to plug a radio into this set of headphones and use that walkie-talkie to talk through?
Yeah, actually, you can just pull their piece out and just stick a normal, like, whatever, 1/8-inch jack.
Yeah.
You can stick a jack in there.
So, I mean, it's good to go one way or the other. It's pretty versatile. I think when I bought mine, I think I paid $40 a pair.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They're not very expensive at all.
And that's something else. In 1986, going to the range, that wasn't even an option. That didn't even exist.
Well, when they came out, they were, I mean, only the rich guys could afford them, couldn't they?
Oh, yeah. Electronic hearing protection.
Yeah.
That was a BFD.
Yeah, you be.
And well, and now I tell people, if you go to a class, take those so you can hear what the guy's saying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing about these kind of earmuffs. Nowadays, in my kit, I carry a set of those earmuffs. Simply because if I am shooting, I'm not going to want to lose my sense of hearing because I'm going to need it. And secondly, because it will help me hear what's in front of me.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so.
Oh, yeah. Is that why
they wear them in military now to save their
hearing? When I was in Gulf War Part One,
did you have a plastic case with the earplugs in it?
No, I had yellow foamies.
Ah,
I went into combat with yellow foamy plugs in my ears.
Oh, we were just bad boys back in those days.
Oh, I know, man.
We could do so much. We didn't know any better. Yeah, we could do so much with so little. Oh.
Well, back then they used to say stupid stuff like, "Oh, it's okay, your ears will get used to it.
You weren't
used to the noise.
You weren't issued no hearing." That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Back in the day, those were the days. But I mean, and once again, you know, look how far we've come with this stuff. I'm sure that when electronic hearing protection came out, you probably had to pay $1,000 for them.
Oh, it used to be pretty pricey.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, today, I mean, that's, and, you know, part of it is thanks to GWAT, you know, because of GWAT, we have night vision, we have thermals that are priced so that the average person can afford it. You know, before GWAT, if you wanted a thermal, it was $25,000. A handheld thermal was $25,000.
Right.
So you can imagine how many, and they were restricted items and stuff like that. You remember the old PBS 4s and PBS 5s.
I sure do. You look like a...
Those things are like child's toys compared to what you can get today.
Can you even find those anymore? And where would you find the batteries for them?
Oh, they were the weird half NB. I don't know. Yeah, they were weird batteries. They weren't standard, that's for sure.
You had to carry them around in a box the size of a lunchbox.
Oh, yeah.
For those who know what a lunchbox is.
God help you if you lost one.
Yeah, you were in deep chemistry.
Oh,
yeah.
I remember a unit. You ever double arms interval, a whole entire company double arms interval, walking through the field looking for a lost set of NVGs?
No, I never had to do that.
I've been there.
They would only issue them to like one guy in a squad. So I was the sergeant in my squad, so I got them. And when I got them, I put them on my doggone head. And I didn't take them off till I had to give them back. Because I wasn't going to be doing that nonsense.
Oh, okay, well, you mean if you were on, like, when I was over there, you would issue them to machine gun posts, to LPOPs, stuff like that, you know. And so the Lance Corporals and the PFCs, they were all using them.
Well, see, I was in a military intelligence battalion. And because I'd been in a mech infantry unit, they thought for some reason that I was Rambo. So, you know, here I am, a signal guy. And I'm out there, and I'm in charge of their version of a QRF. And I'm like, I'm just sitting back going, listen, I'm going to have to get some help. So I'm going to have to go get this guy to give us a class and this guy to give us a class. And I went and I did that. But, you know, it was OJT. And in the end, I thought we got pretty good. But then again, I was just looking. We were doing most of our exercises against other units within the military intelligence battalion. Which the military intelligence battalion, and I don't care who hears me say this, when you're dealing with them in a tactical movement kind of thing, patrol kind of thing, it's sort of a special ed day.
Yeah, well, I mean, like a group of Rangers probably would have eaten your lunch.
Oh,
that's okay.
Oh, we wouldn't even need a group. Just send out your two worst guys. They're going to pull us apart. I took some guys out one time to plant sound sensors, and two of them, we lost two of them because they thought the bushes in front of them were two of my people. And when the bushes didn't move, they didn't move. And then I get them there, and we get them there in the dark, in the quiet. And then they start beating the metal stake into the ground with a metal hammer. And then it was like singing the Star Spangled Banner, because all of the flares started going off and all of the Miles equipment started chirping because we were all being killed. So I did my job successfully, and then I got killed, you know, for my efforts. So all the good old days, eh? Well, suffice to say, when you get classes nowadays, the people that are coming to you are probably a lot more advanced, even if they're relatively new, than we used to be.
Well, if they listen.
Yeah.
I tell you, if they listen. We had a class, and if people go to SOTGU.com to sign up for our classes.
Yeah.
But we had one a couple weeks ago, and it was very obvious. We had students who found out about the class, wanted to come because they wanted to get training. And then we also had students who listened to the show and paid attention to what I say on a weekly basis. And the people who listened to the show were far better prepared. I mean, everyone did well. I'm not saying the guys didn't do well, but, you know, the guys who listened to the show and read the books and stuff like that,
right,
they did far better. They were better. They were ready to go. They had, you know, one guy showed up. He didn't have any ear protection, didn't have any eye protection because, you know, he never goes to the range and he forgot it and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
And that's just what you encounter. But, oh, yeah, the people who, you know, because, you know, they basically just get a free bonus by listening every week. You know, they came with good gear. They came with good, you know, we had guys showed up with Walker game ears. One guy had Walkers with the radio on, and he's like, "What channel are you guys?" I'm like, "We're on none of your business channel. That's what we're on, because I don't need the students listening to me talking to the other instructors."
I might say something. Listen, we're running out of time. We're running out of time. We'll have to do this again next week. And I hope you are available next week, even though, you know, we'll have a day of stuffing ourselves like mad dogs for a day.
Oh, yeah. I think by next Sunday we'll be gone, depending on the weather. It snowed up in the mountains today, brother.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining
me
today.
It snowed above 7,000. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Be talking to you in about 23 hours. This is Lock and Load.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.